On today's episode of Big Time Hoops, the podcast, we got the reigning Mr. Basketball on the pod, Bryce Dozier, on today's episode of Big Time Hoops, the podcast, right now.
You're locked into the only podcast for Maine high school basketball. The biggest names, past and present. It's Big Time Hoops, the podcast, right now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Big Time Hoops, the podcast. And it's definitely big time today. We got the reigning Mr. Basketball. Actually, my first question for you, we got Bryce. And is how do you even pronounce the last name? Is it Lozier? Lozier? Lozier?
So, yeah, it's Bryce Lozier. The super French way is Bryce Lozier, but I just keep it at Bryce Lozier.
That's why I wanted to clear up because, you know, a fellow Frenchman here, I didn't know if you coming down south, if you kind of lost the French and how you pronounce it. And I'm guessing some people just butcher the name. I'm guessing that's something that happens a lot of times.
Yeah, you know, during my earlier years in high school, it got butchered just about every game. But, you know, as I've grown up and gone through the high school ranks, I mean, people started to pronounce it correctly. So
that's what it's all about right there. Respect. Once they respect the game, they respect the name, and it all falls into place. So we're kind of talking offline before we came on and started recording here. Just curious. It's an interesting time right now. Schools currently are in session, but you're in a kind of a unique situation because – you got to graduate here. So just curious for the listeners, like what is your average day like right now?
Right now. So, I wake up probably about like 10 o'clock. I know it's pretty late, but, I wake up, try and bang my schoolwork out right away. I mean, we still get schoolwork from, my high school classes as well as my college courses I'm taking. I do that. Then I lift weights with Henry. Me and Henry are, you know, we're all in quarantine right now, but, me and him, trying, you know, we don't go out in public or anything, so we figured if we could just lift weights together and get through the day like that, that'll be you know, pretty good. So we do that, and then I you know, just shoot hoops at my house, hang around, play video games, kind of, you know, nothing much to do. So
what's it like right now? Like, how hard is it to try to get your schoolwork done? Because obviously, you know, who knows if you guys are going to wind up going back before the end of the school year, but you're trying to graduate, you got to get it done, but at the same time you're kind of in isolation. Like, is it difficult, or what's it like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty tough, you know, doing schoolwork and everything. You know, at home, it's kind of hard to focus, but, you know, you got to get through it and do the work. So, I mean, one way or another, got to graduate, so I'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, just the last couple of weeks that have been going on, it's been pretty crazy. But, I mean, you go back and look at just the last month for you. So, Northern Maine Championship, State Championship, Mr. Basketball, McDonald's All-Star Game, Gatorade Player of the Year, and now quarantine. What has the last month been for you? Because it must have been go, 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 and now you're just kind of stuck at home now.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird when you think about it because, you know, when this was all going on, like, you know, the state championship, Mr. Basketball, Gatorade Player of the Year, everything, you know, all my friends were telling me, like, this is probably the best 2 weeks of your life. And I'm like, yeah, you know, this is great. And then the coronavirus hits. And everyone's talking about how, you know, bad 2020's been and how terrible 2020's been treating everyone. I was like, well, you know, 2020's been treating me, I mean, pretty decently. But, yeah, I'm just trying to, you know, take it day by day and we'll all figure this out.
And I think the awards are still coming in, right? Because I think I just saw Max Preps Player of the Year. I think you were just named that. Like, what else have you been getting? You got, well, you're the unofficial Big Time Hoops Player of the Year as well. What else has come through? What else have we missed?
So KVAC Class A Player of the Year. So that's a conference that I play in. Max Preps Player of the Year, and you know, McDonald's All Star. Pretty much everything that you've covered. Yeah,
it's not a bad little list right there.
No, the All State teams are being announced, I think, next week, so I'll likely be on one of those as well.
So. I would hope so. If
yeah, if it'd be a tragedy if I wasn't.
There's a serious problem. You must have did something terribly wrong if you don't make that. But right. I'm curious to hear about the journey from where you started off to where you are now, because obviously it's a climb, especially to get to the very top and be Mr. Basketball. So I just want to go back and kind of trace your story and kind of figure out how we got here. And we're going to go way back to the beginning, and we're going to go way up north, I believe, right? Fort Kent.
Yeah.
That's where you're from,
Fort
right?
Maine. Yep.
So for the folks that don't know, tell them about Fort Kent. I'm a Fort Kent, born and raised son as well. So I know
Yes,
about it,
sir.
but for those that don't know, go ahead and preach a little bit about Fort Kent. What do you remember about early on?
So I lived in Fort Kent for 10 years, and from what I remember, it's a very tight-knit community. Everyone knows each other, and everyone wants to see you succeed up there. And my 10 years that I was there, obviously I was just growing up. I was just a kid, but I was able to go to the gym, go to the college gymnasium, go to the high school gymnasium, shoot around, and everyone, was very welcoming and open about it, and let me play pickup with them. The college guys let me play pickup with them. It was pretty cool when you think about it, because that's not an opportunity you get every day. So yeah, I mean, being born and raised for some of my childhood in Fort Kent, I couldn't ask for a better experience. People still track my journey up there too. They still tune into the games and everything, so
Absolutely.
it's pretty cool.
And you kind of grew up with some kids that turned out pretty good for themselves. So I'm guessing you got into AYBL at a very young age. Were you around for that, or was that, did you miss that?
Yeah, I did. I played AYBL from 3rd grade to 5th grade. That's when I was up there, so I played during then.
Do you remember who your coaches were back then? Was your
Yeah,
dad involved early on?
my dad was involved in 5th grade, I believe. But early on, it was Travis Delisle, Caleb and Austin's father,
Yep.
and Lynn Plourd, who's Austin Plourd's mom. They were my coaches early on, so that's who I, grew up as a coach for.
So obviously, you turned out all right. We just listed all the awards that that you've won as of recent, but at that age, were you kind of like the awkward kid? Were you the big kid back then? What were your early first experiences with basketball like?
I wasn't too talented as a youngster. I mean, I didn't really know many of the skills. I mean, I was just a little kid when I was, learned how to play. I'd say I started pretty late. I probably started playing, like, I wouldn't say seriously, but like really starting to learn the game like 3rd grade. Kids, sometimes learn younger than that. So, started to learn there. I wasn't too talented. I'd just say I was like, just an average kid playing with his friends and everything. But, as I started to grow up, I realized, I could make something serious out of this, so.
And I know for like a lot of us who grew up there, the college gym was kind of like our safe haven. We go there, we stay there, we play there, we follow the college teams, we go watch the games. Were you in the same boat? Were you going to college games, going to high school games when you were that age and just watching at a
Yeah,
young age?
definitely. I attended quite a few high school games. I didn't have any relatives that played. I didn't have any older relatives, but I went to some of the college games too. Most of my memories in Fort Canada is me at the college gym, just shooting around by myself with my dad. My dad was a huge part of my success, so him being there for, rebounding for me and stuff, it's a huge memory for me.
And it's one of the greatest gyms in the entire state. The UMFK gym does not get enough credit, but that is one of the best gyms in the entire state. I just want to throw that out there, but
That is facts. I agree with that.
yeah.
Can't
So when did you make the move? How old were you when you made the move down south?
lie. Started my 6th grade year, so I was 10.
And where'd you guys settle into?
Glenburn, Maine, small town.
Yeah, definitely. So what kind of triggered the move? I'm guessing it was, I mean, obviously it was the parents who made that decision, but what kind of went into the decision making to move further south?
It was my father's job. He travels quite a bit for his work, and he was gone, 3 4 nights a week, and he was down in Bangor area. So I mean, making the move down here was kind of a no-brainer, and it was bound to happen. So made the move when I was in 6th grade or starting 6th grade, and I haven't looked back since.
So you settled into Glenburn, and is the middle school, is it just Glenburn Middle School, or does it have a name?
Yeah, it's just Glenburn Middle School.
And there's been a lot of publicity about your time at Glenburn Middle School, because you guys had a big three. You guys were kind of the Miami Heat big three of the day, right? You guys just dominated middle school basketball. Can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, there's been articles in the paper and everything about this.
My middle school team, we were competitive for sure. In 6th grade, we went 37-0. In 8th grade, we went 45-0. We had a good group of guys for sure. I mean, Isaac Viney, he's playing at Herman. Henry Wester's playing at Bangor. They're both going to play college. We had a good group of role players, Rhett McDonald, Logan Hafford, guys like that. So, I mean, we all played through high school and enjoyed it, and we all just meshed well on the court together and got it done. So,
Yeah, so and I want to go back on one thing you brought up. So, what was your record, your 6th grade year, you said?
sixth grade year was 37-0. didn't lose a single travel game.
37 and games in a season in middle school?
Yeah, it's travel ball, so we went to tournaments and stuff like that. So yeah.
Because I was gonna say, if you would have stuck around in 4K, you would have played 8 games in sixth grade.
Yeah, yeah, I know. we went to I think like 5 or 6 tournaments, so we got quite a few games against some good teams. So
what was the was there an adjustment from moving down here? Did you notice a difference right away in terms of maybe talent or bigger kids, or was there any adjustment for you?
I mean, not really, because my fifth grade year I played AAU. And kind of learned, you know, what, you know, basketball is really all about. And, like, you know, there's bigger kids, there's quicker kids. So you had to kind of adjust. And I feel like I adjusted pretty quickly in sixth grade. And, you know, having teammates that were good and successful, and that helped a lot in our team chemistry and everything. So I wouldn't really say there was a huge, you know, change.
So you said you started playing AAU in fifth grade?
Yeah.
What program did you get involved with?
It was just a little team my dad put together with county kids. You know, the county kids on that team were all successful players right now, like Parker Dupre, Alex Bouchard, Keegan Gentle. And then there were some older kids as well, a grade above us, that were on the team too. But yeah, it was pretty fun.
So a bunch of county kids. How did you guys fare? Because, you know, people sleep on the county. I talked about this on the last episode.
Yeah. We, you know, we competed. We won a lot of games. We won 2 tournaments. We only went to 4, but we won 2 of them. And, you know, we had a good group. And, you know, those guys, the guys that were on the team, you know, are still playing now and are obviously really good. So,
yeah, it seems like you guys just had like a little reunion at the McDonald's All-Star Weekend.
Yeah, McDonald's is super cool because, I mean, those are guys I've grown up around, played against, played with through AAU and everything. And, like, I mean, we're all really close to friends of mine, so having that weekend, you know, sharing that special moment of winning Mr. Basketball is pretty cool.
So we talked about how the difference between your middle school schedule versus had you stayed up north. For those that aren't familiar with Central Maine basketball, what is like the middle school schedule like? What were the teams you were playing? Was it all just local teams?
Yeah, pretty much. It was like Bangor, Brewer, Hamden, Old Town, Orno, and then we traveled down south a little bit. Played some, like, you know, Central Maine teams like Augusta area. But, I mean, oh, MDI, Ellsworth, teams like that as well. I mean, there's competitive games for sure. Holton gave us really good games and everything. So, you know, the games that we played, were, you know, some of them were close, some weren't. But, I mean, we were battle-tested for sure.
Yeah, so, obviously, you guys were pretty good. You mentioned the record you guys had. But who was super nice in middle school?
Talent-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was really short in middle school. I was probably 5'4" my seventh grade year, and like probably just about that eighth grade year too. So Isaac Varney, he was like 6'2" in eighth grade. So he really, you know, pretty much scored at ease, got buckets whenever, blocked shots, rebound. He learned how to dunk in seventh grade, so he was definitely legit. You know, I shot the ball really well from a young age, so people had to respect my jump shot. Had pretty good handles. Henry, you know, played good defense, shot the ball well. So, I mean, we were all just meshed well together, and that's why we won so many games.
Who were some of the other kids in the league, though, that were nice back then? Like, was anybody who was, like, super, super nice back then?
The kids that were super, super nice back then are the same kids that are nice now, like Keegan Gentle. He was a man in middle school. He was huge. You could take the hoop on anyone. Jackson Curtis from Ellsworth. He was always a big kid. I could shoot. Parker Dupre and Alex were, you know, a good duo at Caribou. They gave us games for sure. Yeah, I mean, we definitely played some tough talent, good competition.
So right now you're at the point where you're getting ready to make a college decision and figure out where you want to go play. But this isn't your first decision, because coming out of middle school, you have to decide where you wanted to go to high school, because Glenburn didn't have a high school. So what were your options you were looking at when trying to pick a high school?
Yeah, I mean, all the local schools were kind of in my options. Bangor, Orno, John Babs are all schools that commute. They have buses to Glenburn, so Glenburn would, like, you know, the buses would come pick us up at our house and bring us to the high school. So, I mean, those were all options. But in the end, I chose Hamden Academy, which is kind of a drive from Glenburn. So people were kind of shocked when I chose there, but, you know, they have step up days for the kids who don't have high schools. So I went to Hamden step up day and met the staff, met the classmates and everything. And then met Coach Bartlett. I mean, couldn't ask for a better coach or a better school with kids I enjoy being around. So, I mean, I really enjoyed Hamden. That's what, drove me to make that decision.
So at the time when you were coming into freshman year, did Hamden already have the new high school? Like, is it the current one they have right now?
Yeah,
Or is it, okay.
it was, I think it was like 3 years old.
So they had a shiny, brand new high school. They
Right.
had two Mr. Basketballs in the last 6 years, probably.
Yeah.
They were constantly competing for states. I mean, was it an easy decision, or were you considering any of the other schools as well?
It was between Hamden and Bangor, and Bangor had Coach Parker, who was a great coach. Would have loved to play for him, but Hamden in the end, obviously they compete year in year out, have a good school program, everything, have kids I know and enjoy being around and everything. So in the end, it just chose Hamden off the those reasons.
And what was up with your boys? What was up with Isaac and Henry? Were they hurt? Did you guys think you guys were all going to be a package deal, or what was that like?
Yeah, it was interesting because, me, Isaac Henry, all those guys in middle school, we're all good friends and we all, grew up, well, they grew up around each other. I kind of joined, but, we all were so close, and just to kind of have separate ambitions and different drives in high school to, choose different schools, it was kind of interesting. But I mean, we all found something we liked in the school and chose it accordingly, so.
So coming into your freshman year, who were some of the upperclassmen at Hamden when you were coming in?
Ian McIntyre, Johnny Wolfington, Tommy Ray, they were all juniors at the time. We only had one senior on the team my freshman year. But so we were a pretty young team. We know we were going to be competitive for sure. I think we went in the tournament as a two seed. So, I mean, they were great leaders, and wouldn't share my first 2 years with any other guys, really.
So did you make varsity your freshman year?
I did, yeah, I started.
Started as a freshman. Okay, so what's the scouting report on Bryce the freshman? Obviously, a lot smaller back then. You mentioned that
Yeah.
you kind of hit a growth spurt later on. So what was the
Right.
scouting report on Bryce as a freshman?
Bryce, the freshman, was 5'10", 135, wet. He was a shooter for sure. That was his number one thing. He could shoot the ball. He took care of it pretty well, but he was weak. So he couldn't really take to the hoop or anything. And his athleticism really hadn't come onto him yet. He was 14 years old playing at high school level. So that was something that, once I got older, improved my athleticism and my strength.
Yeah, so you mentioned it's an adjustment for anybody going from middle school to high school, let alone going as a freshman, starting on a Class A team, playing in the KVAC. What was the biggest adjustment for you? Was it just the speed of the game, size of the players, the talent? What was your biggest adjustment?
I'd probably say the speed of the game because it was a lot different than middle school. In middle school, I could control the tempo regardless. But coming into high school as a freshman, it was a lot faster. The kids were a lot stronger, a lot smarter. So, it took me a little while to adjust. And that was huge in summer league, kind of, getting the exposure for that. But throughout the season, I matured and everything, and I actually broke my wrist halfway through my freshman year, so I had to sit out for a little bit. And that made me realize, more basketball knowledge and stuff on the sideline. So picked that up quickly and got ready for my sophomore year.
Yeah, so what was the summer like? What were most of your summers like in high school? Were you just the type to just play pickup, fire runs whenever you can, or were you from freshman year all the way through picking things to improve upon in the off season? What were your off season approaches like?
Yeah, I usually train on my own or with close friends. I really didn't like playing pickup, I guess. I mean, I would every once in a while, but wasn't the pickup kind of guy. So I, just try and train on my own. I'm a very independent kind of person. So doing that, and we had summer league games in the afternoons and stuff like that. So I'd work out in the morning, whatever, eat, and then go to those later in the day. So I mean, it was a pretty good schedule.
So you mentioned freshman year right off the bat, starting as a 5'10", solid 135 pounds, and a shooter. What was the biggest difference your sophomore year? a little more confidence, a little more size, a little bit more well-rounded. What was the biggest difference for you?
I was a little bit, I was just a little bit more well-rounded just in all. I grew, I think I was 6'1", maybe 6'2" my sophomore year. Put some weight on and just, got more confident with my height and everything. Shot the ball still pretty well and was just more, strong with the ball, had less turnovers and always, tried to make the right play.
What'd you guys wind up finishing that year, your sophomore year? Did you guys make, I'm guessing you guys had deep tournament runs every year.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. My freshman year, we got upset first round. We were the 2 seed and we got upset by the 7. My sophomore year, we made it all the way to states, lost by 1 point. With 5 seconds left, a kid hit a free throw to go up one, and then we couldn't get a good shot off and lost by one. And then my junior year, got upset first round as well. So,
That's quite the first round exit, state championship loss, first round exit, and then obviously we'll get to senior year in a little bit. But who'd you guys lose to sophomore year?
Greeley.
Ooh, okay. And Greeley, I mean they've been solid for a little bit, right? They've had some ball players coming through there.
Yeah, they're competitive for sure.
So you being in Class A, you guys don't play your games in Bangor. You guys play in Augusta. For those that aren't familiar, what's the Augusta Civic Center like? What's the atmosphere like for a tournament game?
You guys say Civic Center is it's a very interesting gym. I say it's pretty loud. It's not like the Cross Center in Bangor or the one in Portland. It's definitely has a different vibe to it. I don't know, it's kind of interesting. I mean, it's bright, it's loud. Everyone comes to play. It's a drive for us, but for the teams we play, it's pretty local for them. So, yeah, it's a cool experience for sure.
So tough loss your sophomore year. Come back your junior year. Junior year is usually the time where you become a leader. You become one of the upperclassmen. People start looking to you. What was the biggest jump you made from sophomore year to junior year individually?
So my junior year, I was definitely one of the leaders on the team. I knew that I could pretty much score almost every time, so my scoring went up quite a bit. My junior year, my rebounds went up, assists went up, everything, all my stats pretty much. I grew to 6'3" that year, so I was a lot stronger, a lot more rugged. So just overall, I had an easier time scoring and everything. So.
And you mentioned how coming from Glenburn, coming to Hamden, it was a commute. But a lot of the kids you wound up playing with at Hamden, you probably didn't play with growing up, right? So,
No.
what was the adjustment like? Was it an immediate click with the guys you wound up going to high school with, or did it take some time to kind of get used to playing with those individuals?
I like to think I'm a pretty good teammate, so finding chemistry was not too hard. I found it pretty early on in my freshman year. I learned the guys' tendencies and everything pretty quick, and I wouldn't say adjusting was too hard to them. We're all good friends. We all know each other pretty well, so playing with them was, pretty easy.
And you mentioned Coach Bartlett. It's tough to it was tough to not want to go play for him. He's created quite the program at Hamden. He's been quite successful there. Explain to those that aren't familiar with the Hamden program, the culture that Coach Bartlett has built there.
Yeah, it's definitely a hard-nosed program. If you're soft, you're not going to make it there, that's for sure. We work hard and practice day in and day out. We get better every day. Coach Barley doesn't take anything, so you got to come in serious every day. Serious tone. We have a very good culture that he's built there, and I think that's a big reason as why we were successful this year is just because we all bought in.
And for those that aren't familiar with the Hamden culture, a Hamden home game, describe to the folks listening what a Hamden home game is like. What's that crowd like? The gym looks beautiful. Seen it on TV. Never been in there personally, but what's the home atmosphere like at a Hamden basketball game?
Yeah, the gym's rocking. We got people from all over come watch our games. It's loud. The student section is loud. I dare say the student section is the best in the state because they traveled for away games as well. I mean, we had a student section in Coney, we had a student section in Gardner. So, place is always packed, gym's loud, good atmosphere. I've only lost one game there in my 4 years. So, I mean, it's a tough place to play for sure. I love it.
And then you mentioned some of the teams that you guys travel against. For those that aren't familiar with KBAC Class A basketball, what's your schedule like?
Yeah, we play most of the Central Maine teams like Coney, Lawrence, Messalonskee. So we play all our games are Southern teams. But you know, it's a pretty competitive league, I'd say. You know, no easy games really. We play Double A Bangor. That's our only out of conference team, I guess. So I mean, we definitely have a tough schedule. So this year, going 17-1 was a huge, huge feat.
And then you mentioned playing Bangor. You guys obviously didn't play Herman, but what was it like playing against your boy Henry once you got to high school? Because obviously you guys had all kinds of success back then. What were the head-to-head matchups like? Were you guys calling each other talking shit the week of the game, or how did that work?
Nah, me and Henry are really cool. I mean, we're probably best friends, I'd say. I mean, we play in my driveway all the time, work out together and everything. So playing against him was really interesting because, you know, we're so close and everything. So I'm pretty close to most of the guys on our Bangor team. So playing against him, you know, it's a cool experience. But you know, we're friends off the court. On the court, it's a different story. You know what I mean? We're all competitive. We all want to win. So it's pretty cool.
So you mentioned sophomore year, tough loss in the state championship. Come back your junior year, you grew a little bit more unstoppable. But a first round exit. Who'd you guys wind up playing in the first round your junior year?
Played Skowhegan, and that game was had a weird feel to it. We Something really interesting happened a few weeks before that for us to lose that game. I think if that didn't happen, we would have you know, probably gone all the way. But I mean, that's in the past, and I'm just happy we got it done this year.
So obviously it's gotta be tough getting upset in the first round, especially when you have aspirations of a state championship. What was the off season like following junior year going into this senior year? What kind of goals did you set? Was it just you know, I want to win a state championship? Did you set individual goals? I mean, obviously you just won a ton of awards. How focused were you going into your senior year to do things like Mr. Basketball, to be a McDonald's All-Star? Like, how did you go about that in the offseason? What did you have just targeted basically?
Yeah, I mean, I knew going into the off season we're gonna have a solid team back, and that you know individual awards are great and everything, but I came into high school wanting to win a state championship. I didn't really care about individual awards, and they were just great if they came along, but wasn't the goal in the end. So this off season, you know, I trained with the guys, you know, by myself quite a bit, you know, just working on everything pretty much, you know, all aspects of my game and my body to, you know, get ready for this season. And definitely paid off.
I'm curious as well, 'cause I'm curious like your arc from freshman year to finishing as Mr. Basketball. And obviously the better you get, the bigger target on your back. Curious if you're, you know, if you pay attention to the rankings out there, like, okay, this place has me ranked this place has me ranked that. Does that drive you in the off season? Are you concerned about that? And just curious what your arch has been. Have you always been one of the best players in your class, or is this one of those things where you kind of took off junior and senior year?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think I've been one of the best players in my class. You know, I don't pay too much attention to the rankings at all. You know, I just work every day, prove people wrong. I know people talk a lot on social media and everything and being negative and stuff, but you know, I just use that to motivate me and get better, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, all that hate just, you know, fuels the fire more. So, I mean, in the end, it doesn't really matter where I'm ranked because I have the trophies in my room. You know what I mean? So there's that.
That's a good point right there.
You're
You mentioned earlier on back in the day playing AAU ball with the county team. What were your AAU days like here in high school? Who were you playing with?
I play with the Maine Lumberjacks. So that's run by John Glazier, Carl Parker, and my dad. It's a pretty good group. You know, I got a great group of guys on that team, good group of friends. We all work hard. We all want to, you know, succeed on and off the court. So it's a well-rounded group. Went to quite a few tournaments out of state and everything. Got pretty good college attention, and I mean, I wouldn't want it any other way.
So, for those that aren't familiar with AAU Maine Hoops, describe the difference in the AAU culture versus high school regular season culture? What's the difference in the games in terms of competitiveness or just the atmosphere? What's the biggest difference?
Yeah, I mean, the atmosphere is a lot different because it's a lot quieter in the gym. It's usually just like the parents and the coaches watching the games. The style of play is way different. And when I say way different, like it's ridiculously different. There's minimal charges called in AAU, whereas high school basketball, if you touch a guy, it's probably a charge. I mean, it's a lot more physical. Obviously, a lot more contact whenever you take a hoop or whatnot. You just got to play through it. And you know, there's the defense is a lot tougher. It's a lot harder to get your shot off. So I mean, it's just really tough basketball, and I'm glad that I was a part of it.
Yeah, so you mentioned just the different style of play, the way the game's called and stuff like that. Do you have a preference to one or the other? Do you like the AAU type game where it's more just go out there and play? Or do you prefer the structured officials calling it tight, set offenses and stuff like that? Do you have a preference in terms of which way you'd like to play?
I really don't, because I've had success in both, kinds of styles of play. So, I mean, if I wouldn't say I prefer one, but you know, I definitely do like playing high school hoops just because the atmosphere. But I also like playing AU hoops because I get to play with, you know, my closest friends, and a very competitive scene. So.
Yeah, and that's the other thing too. So typically, if you play high school ball, you're gonna probably want to be in the best player on your team. You go play AAU ball, and it's kind of like an all-star team where you're just surrounded by a lot of other great players. When you're surrounded by other great players, did you find yourself deferring more, or as you kind of got older and going into senior year, were you kind of like, okay, like I'm kind of heads and shoulders above the rest, and I have a chance to maybe go out there and win Mr. Basketball and stuff like that?
Yeah, the AU team that I was a part of, we were all pretty well. I mean, we're all talented, but we all knew how to play with each other, and that was huge. So there was no one being selfish on the team, or trying to take every shot. But there was also we all weren't trying to defer to each other and weren't being unselfish. So I mean, we just had good team chemistry, and we knew like AU basketball is a lot different than high school. So going back to your high school teams, you're probably the top dog, so you're gonna be taking most of the shots. So, we just knew how to play both ways.
So now here we are going into senior year. You mentioned how important winning a state championship was. You came very close to it, your sophomore year. Go ahead and name drop. Who were some of the guys you had on your team this year?
So Mikey Ray, he's a senior. He's been on the team for all 3 years like I have. So this is a goal we've both shared throughout our high school journey. His brother Andy, he's a big part of our team. He shot the ball pretty well. Braden Cole, he was a wing. He also shot the ball really well. TJ Hennigan, 6'7" sophomore. He played a huge role for us, protecting the rim, finishing, blocking shots, getting rebounds and everything like that. So he's gonna have a really bright future, I think. And I think if he keeps working, he could be one of the top players in state as well. So.
Coming to the year, was there a game you had circled on your schedule that you were like, all right, that's the one I'm looking forward to?
Right. There was plenty of games circling on my schedule for sure. I mean, definitely want to get some revenge on some teams, and playing against my friends, definitely want to go out and perform. But if I wanted to say I had it one game circled, it was probably the first game against Brewer, because we played them in on Summer League, and there was a lot of talking going on the court, and not a lot of respect shown. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna get ready for this game, and I'm gonna go out and prove that, they gotta respect me. So go out to that game, and I had 41 points. And I'm friends with all the Brewer guys, and they're all cool and everything, but I just wanted to prove a point going into that game that, I wasn't something to mess with. So yeah, that was definitely one of them.
You guys had a couple great games with Brewer this year,
Yeah, we did. We probably had three good games with them. We
right?
played them 3 times. I mean, they're a tough team. They never quit, and they have a good coach, and he knows how to win, so.
What's it like playing a Brewer? Because it seems like it's just one of those a tough place to go in and get a go get a victory.
Yeah, the gym's pretty small. It's loud always. It's sold out because it's crosstown rivalry. So I mean, playing in Brewer, I mean, I love that gym for sure. I mean, I've always had pretty good games there, and close to the Brewer guys and everything. So getting a win there, means a lot.
So you mentioned you guys went 17-1 in the regular season. Who was the one loss to?
It was to Bangor at Bangor, which was our toughest game of the season by far. Double A team, you know. So, yeah.
Do you guys play in twice in the regular season or just once?
Twice.
Okay. So you guys beat them at home, lost to them in Bangor. And
Yep.
Bangor's another one of those. I mean, it's a program. I mean, you walk
Yeah.
in the lobby, they got gold balls down the hallway.
Sure.
I'm guessing intensity level was through the roof for that one.
Yeah. When we played them at home, it was pretty early in the season. It was like one of our, I think it was like seventh or eighth game. So, I mean, we're kind of midway through the year and we were undefeated at that point. So we knew that was going to be a really tough game. We had to come in and perform. And once we got that win, we were pretty much locked in first place for the rest of the season. So, you know, huge heel point booster. You know, Bangor's a great team. So playing them at Bangor was, I think it was the second to last game of the season. So, you know, they had a drive in that game. They were the 3 seed, and if they won, they would move up to the 1 seed. So they needed that game to win, you know, to go out to the 1 seed, and we were already locked in the 1 seed. So we really didn't go into the game with a lot of motivation as they did, and we got crushed. And that's just the way it is. But, you know, they came to play. We really didn't.
We how tough was it to take the loss? Like, were you focused on I want an undefeated season, I want a state championship, or was it kind of because it was so late in the year, maybe having a loss at that point was a good thing, so you guys weren't dealing with the additional pressure of trying to go undefeated?
It was definitely a good thing. I think we needed that loss because, you know, we were all getting pretty big heads that we were undefeated and then everything. So, I mean, that loss, you know, brought us back down to earth and, you know, humbled us quite a bit. And that definitely helped us in our tournament run.
So before we get to the tournament here, I want to touch on a couple things here. I'm just curious as to what the culture around high school basketball is like right now. So I'm gonna just ask you a couple of random questions that
Sure.
relate to the hoop season. So pregame, what are you listening to? What was in on your headphones pregame this
Yeah.
season?
So we got a big speaker in our locker room and we Mikey plugs his phone in. We just listen to whatever he plays usually. But I mean it's a lot of rap, hip hop, stuff to pump you up. So a couple artists like Drake and Kendrick Lamar, stuff like that.
Good
But
choices. Good choices.
yeah, for sure. OGs.
And then another random question I have is on road games when you guys travel, where do the cool kids sit on the bus? Do the cool kids sit in the middle, the front, the back? What's the bus seating like?
Well, okay, so I sit the last seat in the bus, so I'd say the cool kids sit in the back of the bus, but you know, that's just me being biased. But yeah, it's usually upperclassmen get the back of the bus, and then from there it's just upper to under, so
Okay.
yeah.
Also, what goes into the decision making when it comes to picking your game shoes?
So we got team shoes, so there's not much thinking going into that. Yeah, I mean we have team shoes, team socks. So we all come prop. We all want to look alike. So yeah,
That kind of takes the fun out of
a little bit. But I
it.
mean, that's what Coach Bartlett wants. I mean, he's been successful in the past with it, so I can't argue with him.
All right, what about if you just go into an open run and you got to pick some shoes out? What goes into your thought process?
Usually it just depends on, you know, who's going to be there. If it's like just a casual run, I'll just probably wear something pretty comfortable. If it's like you know, a bunch of people are going to be there, like, you know, you got to look fresh. So I'll wear some cool shoes and whatever, but you know, I'm not into the leggings or the arm sleeves or anything like that. So,
What's your go-to pair right now? What kind of kicks do you like?
yeah, not really a big Nike guy. I'm more into Adidas, but Adidas hasn't really put out very many good shoes for basketball lately. So I'm rocking Kyries right now. I know that's tough since Kyrie kind of was a jerk to Boston, but I
Great,
like his shoes.
great
So,
shoes though.
yeah, for sure.
There we go. That was my random stuff. I was just curious about that. So
Yeah,
now I
no.
know. Now people know. It's important stuff. People need to know this stuff. So,
Yeah, definitely.
all right. So going into the tournament, number one seed, I'm guessing.
We worry, yep.
Who'd you guys play opening round?
Mount Blue
And
out of Farmington.
how was that? Was that a blowout? Was that a rout? Was that a close game or what? I mean,
It
there
was.
had to be some nerves. I mean, coming off a first round exit last year, it must have been like, yo,
Yeah.
we can't lose the first game this year.
Wasn't too many nerves. I knew that it was going to be a good game because, you know, everyone comes to play in the tournament, especially underdogs, because they got nothing to lose. So, coming into the game, we were all focused, ready to go. But we beat Mount Blue by 45 earlier in the season. So we thought, you know, it was going to be a cakewalk kind of. and we ended up winning the game by three, pretty much at the buzzer. They had a shot to tie it at the end, but they missed, and we walked away. So, I mean, it was a really close game. Credit to them. They played well, but yeah.
And then second round, you guys ran into
Brewer.
Okay, and this wound up being a classic as well, right?
For sure. All our games were classics in the tournament. It was pretty cool to be a part of. But Brewer, Dylan Huff, one of their best players, got hurt early in the season, so he wasn't able to play a majority of it. And they ended up going in the fifth seed, which I thought they should have been way higher than that. But with the injuries and everything that happened, they ended up going in the five. So, you know, it was definitely a tough five seed to play, but I mean, that was a classic game for sure.
So get through that one, get to the Northern Maine Championship, right?
Yep.
And right. Who'd you guys play for the Northern Maine title this year?
Coney.
All right.
Out
so,
of Augusta, yeah.
So they had the home crowd there, right there in Augusta.
They did.
Okay.
Yeah, and they drove they 5 minutes to the gym.
And you mentioned all the games were classics.
Yeah.
This go around. So, how did this game come down to it at the end? What was the final outcome? What determined the outcome?
Yeah, we were down 11 with 5 minutes left in the game, and we, you know, a couple guys felt defeated and everything. But you know, I knew that even if this was the end, we're gonna go out swinging. So we just kept playing, kept, you know, going 100%. You know, I hit some shots late that were huge, and then hit some free throws at the end of the game to seal it. And they had a shot to win the game with 2 seconds left. It was a half court shot and it hit back rim. So, I mean, it was definitely close. I was guarding the play and I tripped over Mikey on my team. And so I'm on the ground as a kid shooting the half court shot. And from my angle, it looks in. It looks like it's going in. So I'm like, there's no way my high school career is about to end with me on the ground watching a kid hit a half court shot. But I mean, it hit back rim and we won, so can't complain.
So you guys squeak out three tough, tough victories, got the Northern Maine Championship, and then waiting for you in the state game is who many consider to be the best team in the state this year, right? The York boys.
Yep, undefeated York.
So what was it like? Because I'm guessing all year long you kind of had a target on your back, you had to grind out just to win the Northern Maine Championship.
Right.
What was it like kind of being the underdog going into the state championship?
Being an underdog, probably for the first time in my high school career, it was definitely an experience because there's social media blogs and everything, and you know, I don't tap into that too much, but I was getting Reddit by my dad, and it was like nobody picked us to win. Everyone picked York to beat us by 15 to 20 to 25, so no one giving us a shot. So I asked him to print it, and I'll hang it up in the locker room. So he printed like a bunch of people on social media saying how we're going to lose. I brought it to the locker room on the state game and we hung it up and we used that as motivation.
And
but yeah,
it wound up being a battle, right? I mean, you guys were down in the fourth,
right?
And how much were you guys down? What was the biggest deficit in the fourth quarter?
We were down by 11 again in the fourth quarter, and then we went on a 23-1 run to go up 11, and then that basically sealed it. We just hit free throws down the stretch and pulled it out.
What are you thinking as the clock's kind of ticking away? Obviously, you got a little bit of a cushy lead with 11 points, but what's it like in the last game you'll play as a high school basketball player, minutes away from achieving the dream or the goal you had set a long time ago? What was going through your mind as the clock was kind of going counting down?
Yeah, it was bittersweet for sure because I knew that was the last time I was going to put on a Hampton jersey. But at the same time, I was going out on a high note. So, you know, that game is just a great feeling to be a part of it. And when the buzzer, you know, rung at the end, knowing I was a state championship, ending my high school career like that, I wouldn't want it any other way. It was probably the best feeling I've ever had.
Absolutely. I just want to point out one thing. You know how you were saying everyone was picking you guys to lose. You know who wasn't picking you guys to lose? All your fans from Fort Kent from back in the day had your back.
Definitely.
Yeah.
No, for sure. They've been supporting me forever. So, I mean, it's good to hear.
Absolutely. So, obviously, you go out on top, and then there's really no break. So, you win state championship. 5 or 6 days later is the banquet for Mr. Basketball. What were your thoughts going into it? Did you think that it was yours to win? Obviously, winning the state championship. I don't know if they vote before or after, but that's got to give
They
you a boost.
vote before the they vote before the whole tournament for seniors. So pretty much I won Mr. Basketball before playing a tournament game. So I think that if they voted after, it probably solidified it a little more. But yeah, I mean, going into the banquet, I was a little anxious. I mean, I knew I had a pretty good shot, but I knew the two guys I was going against are also, had a good careers and everything. So I didn't know what was going to happen, but hearing my name called, I mean, there was just relief, joy, and having all my friends there to make it even better. I mean, that was a cool moment.
So, what is winning Mr. Basketball, being the third one from Hamden in the last decade, another state championship for Hamden? Where does that put Hamden in terms of programs in the state, you think?
Oh, I mean, we're up there for sure. There's obviously a bunch of great programs out there around, but I mean, Class A, I can't think of anyone else who's rivaling us.
So, like we talked about at the very beginning, it's been quite the month for you. The awards are piling up. Award season should be done, right? I think we're done with award season now. Well, except for the all-state teams, which, like we said, unless something awful happens, you're going to be on there. I think the last big thing you got on your plate is making a college decision, right?
That's correct.
So, obviously it was in the news last week or the week before. It was a Franklin Pierce had made an offer. Anybody else right now that you're looking at? Are you ready to commit? Do you want to announce anything on big time? And we can break news if you want. That's up to you.
I've definitely talked to quite a few schools. I'm just trying to find the place that's my, best fit academically and basketball wise. I want to step in and be able to, make an impact right away, but also, get it done in the classroom. So, I'm just kind of taking it day by day. I mean, talking to coaches and everything, and weighing my options, and just kind of seeing where that takes me.
Are you maybe at all considering a year of prep school, or you think you're gonna go straight to college here?
I've thought about prep. I'm not sure if that's the route I'm gonna take, but I mean, it's there if I want to. So it'll be an interesting path.
Absolutely. Whenever you make the decision, just feel free to let me know so we can break it on
Give
big
you
time and give it.
a holler.
Yeah, we'll break it the right way. We'll do it right. But so obviously times are different right now. We got all this crazy shit going on in the world right now with the coronavirus. It's limiting the way you can work out and stuff like that. One person you have been working out with though, Matt McKenzie, Results Basketball. Is that something you're gonna do in the off season here? You're gonna continue to work with him? What do you think your off season is gonna be like here moving forward?
Matt's a great trainer. He wants everyone to succeed that trains with him. He's not all about, the money. He just wants the kids to, have the best training sessions possible. So, I mean, training with him has given me a lot of a lot of new tools to, for my game. And I'm definitely looking forward to training with him more in the off season. Just for right now, lifting weights, getting stronger, getting ready for college, because that's gonna be a different game than high school is. So, I mean, I'll just be ready for that.
You mentioned freshman year, 135 pounds. What are you weighing in at right now?
190, maybe a little bit of change on that too,
Solid,
but yeah, definitely put on some weight since my younger days.
absolutely. So before we get up out of here, I just want to touch on a bunch of random things here. I'm gonna do a quick rapid fire and just see what we can come up with. Maybe get something funny out of here.
Let's
But
do it.
I'm just gonna rattle off as many random questions as possible, and we'll see where it takes us. So, your favorite place to play? What's your favorite road gym to play in?
That's a good question. Dang. All right. Probably either Brewer or Messalonskee. I've always had good games at those gyms. So, and it's a good atmosphere. It's a small gym. It's loud. I like that. So yeah, probably those two.
Where's the best gym to get a pickup run in? Which one you choosing?
Probably UMaine, Pitt or the Fieldhouse. A lot of high school guys play there. Good runs that go down there. So I mean, definitely there or Husson. A lot of good
Yeah,
games go at Husson.
Husson. I think that's my go-to, Husson, right there. Who's got the toughest crowd to play in front of? Who's got the toughest fans?
Probably Lawrence. Lawrence has a very small gym. It's probably smaller than Fort Kent's gym. And the kids, sit right on the court. My sophomore year, I was taking the ball out, and a kid was in my ear barking. I've never ever experienced anything like that. I was shell shocked. So probably there.
What's the worst road trip you guys take every year? Just in terms of like maybe like the bus ride. What's the worst one? What's the one you don't look forward to?
Oh, probably Mount Blue.
It's a bit of
That's
a
in
ride.
Farmington. So yeah, we don't really go too far. I mean, all our games are pretty much like an hour away, but none more than two. So Mount Blue and Gardner is pretty far too, so that sucks. But I've only gone there once.
Which school has the freshest jerseys that you guys wish you had? Like, which ones are you kind of envious of? Who's got nice jerseys?
I mean, I like our jerseys a lot, and I think, we probably got the best jerseys that I've seen this year, but Herman High School has got pretty nice ones.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I'll give you
Yeah,
that.
ours are pretty cool. They're Adidas. I mean, purple and white, can't get much better than that, I think.
Wait, are you guys Adidas? Like, is that why you say you don't like wearing Nikes? Is it because are you pledging allegiance to Adidas right now? Are you gonna go to an Adidas school? Is Franklin Pierce Adidas? Have we figured this out?
I don't know what Franklin Pierce's
Okay.
is, but I mean, I'm definitely more of an Adidas guy than Nike. Yeah, I can say that.
All right. Who's the your 4 years in high school, who's the toughest player you went up against, like that you actually would go head to head with? Who was the toughest one?
Probably Simon McCormick, from Coney. Man, he's a challenger. I've always had good games with him. He's battle tested. He's short, but he competes. Once you get by him, you better be ready because he's coming behind you trying to steal the ball. He can shoot. He can take it to the hoop. He gave us like 30 at Coney this year. So I mean, he's playing at Bates next year. He's gonna have a good career there. So I mean, credit to him.
All right, here's another one. So, game's on the line. You can't take the last shot. You got to pass it to somebody. It can be anyone of your teammates. So it could be from AAU or high school. You got to pass the ball to a teammate to hit a game winner. Who are you passing the rock to?
Man, probably Parker Dupre.
Okay.
I mean, Parker obviously this year passed it to his brother to win the state championship, which was probably the coolest moment in high school basketball this year. I'm not gonna lie, that was dope. But Parker's tough. I mean, he's been in close games for sure, and he's ice. He got ice in his veins. So I pass to Parker if anyone.
Okay. That leads into my last question. So you're walking into a general play pickup and you can bring four other guys with you. It could be anyone in the state. Who are the four other guys you're bringing with you to play on your team when you call, we got next?
All right, I'm bringing Henry Westrich, number one, hands down. I'm bringing Sam Martin from Bangor. He's 6'8". He can rebound. He can block shots. I'm probably bringing Parker as well. He can shoot the ball. He's a good leader. So that's three. And then I'm taking Keegan Gentle from Holton around the point. He's a good leader out there. He can slash, but His job's to run the point and be the leader, so you can do that as well.
That's a solid squad right there.
Yeah, I'm not messing with that squad.
All Bangor North right there too. That's what I like.
Oh yeah, I rep Bangor North, of course.
That was my last one. That's the last one I had. That was good. That was a lot of good answers right there. So,
Appreciate it.
before we get up out of here, I always give my guests a chance to get anything off their chest. If they got anything they want to clear the air on, if they want to break news, like make a college announcement, feel free to do that. But before we get up out of here, this is your chance to say whatever you want. I've asked all the questions. You can say whatever you want before we get up out of here.
Yeah, I'll just give a quick thank you to like everyone, whoever's listening. This is pretty cool. I'm glad to that I've been a part of this podcast and just Maine basketball in general. I mean, everyone that's been through my journey and everything, thank you for helping me become a better player.
Absolutely. So there you go, Mr. Basketball Bryce, on today's episode of Big Time Hoops, the podcast. Make sure you're checking out all of our previous episodes out there on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you find your podcast, you can go and get it. Until next time, that is it. Thank you for listening.